everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast on our CUNA media call this morning. We had CUNA's Senior Director of Advocacy and Counsel, Alexander Monterrubio, coming on, and he talked about the CFPB's role in debt collection, and this is going to be an increasingly important topic here in the next few months, so check it out.
Friday, midday, the CFPB released their anticipated rule on debt collection. The rule amends Regulation F, setting certain requirements to comply with the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the FDCPA. In general, the rules address mostly communication-related aspects of debt collection, how debt collectors are able to communicate with consumers. The rule sets certain time and place restrictions, as well as limiting the number of calls a debt collector can make in a given week. Seven calls in a seven-day period is the requirement in the rulemaking. The rule is going to be effective 1 year after publication in the Federal Register, so there will be some time for lead-up and implementation. I imagine as issues come up, there's potential for other technical amendments along the way until full implementation. One thing I do want to note is that in the proposed rule, there was some question as to whether the CFPB was using authority other than the FDCPA, specifically their 1031 UDAP authority in the Dodd-Frank Act. They made some references to that authority in the proposed rule. The CFPB in this final rule makes it very clear in some of the preamble and discussion that they are relying exclusively on their authority under the FDCPA. So what that means is that this rule only applies to FDCPA-covered debt collectors, the so-called third-party debt collectors that many of you know about, and does not extend to the activities of first-party debt collectors, so that are not subject to the FDCPA. So institutions that are collecting their own debts aren't necessarily covered under this rulemaking, according to the CFPB's interpretation at the moment. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Obviously, this proposal is over 650 pages, so it'll still take a little bit of time to digest, and I imagine more issues will come up as you know, more analysis is done on the implications of the rule.
Thank you very much, Alex, for that information, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.